you even talking about Half-Life? I don't understand completely what that even means.
Okay, hold on just a second. We have help. Always wait for backup.
Yeah,
Carolyn!
You know it, Ion.
You know we know it, but they ain't listening to our shit tonight.
Tell them just
what a working definition of Half-Life is.
The time it takes for half of an isotope to disappear, and it never completely goes because there's always a little more half-life left.
Hey, Carol, that's a description of aging. Because you never really get totally finished in your aging process because you are eternal.
Carolyn, can you say that really quickly? The time it takes for an isotope to completely disappear, but...
No, for half of it. It goes half-life, I mean, for just half of it, so...
Yeah, because it's so hard to age. It's suicide. It's very hard to do for a god. So you never, it never gets done. It never completes it because of the backward, ridiculous process.
Okay, that's nice. Can say thank you, Bob. That was great. Good. Okay. Sasha, take a loaf of bread. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
The half-life of the loaf of bread is you take the loaf of bread and you cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do away with that half. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you take that half and you cut that half in half.
Yep.
And then on and on and on and on and on. There's never a place where you run out of bread. Now, the halves get increasingly smaller, but there's never a place where it's gone because there's always something to half. Now, with isotopes and molecular bonding and the sharing of electrons, which is more key than you know, in the lysine stream of a peak-old realm reality, got that? Okay, good. So, that being the case, when you start dealing with these radioisotopes, you find quickly, or maybe not quickly, but hopefully quickly, that this process opens an entire new way to calculate everything and makes your world... science, you fool, into a new meaning or application.
Huh. Yeah, so look at the, you talk about humans interacting in crowds.
This is not okay to go do golden ratio from there, is there? We don't want to confuse them.
No.
No
y'all
point,
look
no.
Up, y'all look up golden ratio, the 1.68. Just Google 1.68 and you can find out about it. But don't ask questions about it right here because we're not answering them because we don't want to confuse you, but that'll come into play.
Yeah, so here's what we look at.
So you're saying is that golden ratio and half-life are related, but we'll get there.
They're not related. It's a different thing, but it affects. You've left half-life. You're now into molecular bonding of covalent bonding. Mm-hmm. With the sharing of electrons, with the radioisotopes of, say, iridium. You're in
so
a whole different
why,
conversation
so,
now, sugar.
Yeah, so when you were talking about the polarity field of
we
the capstone...
We don't talk.
Hey, Sasha, got to hear this, Sasha. This is new knowledge. When we hear people trying to describe the interaction of electrons, protons, and neutrons, think of it as the way people interact with tribal language or mortar. When two people come together and they start interacting, they start sharing, overlapping each other's godhoods, right? Or not. They block or they merge. Look at the interactions of the atom in the three parts, electron, neutron, and proton, is what a group of people do or a couple people do. They get all mixed up in the words they share with each other, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then we say, well, what's this neutrino? Well, it's something that doesn't share charges. So when we look at that definition, and it's a person, represents human ability, the neutrino represents the ascended person, and it moves faster than the speed of light. It's not limited like the normal world of words and mortar that everybody's tribally engaged in.
And Carolyn gave away the secret of all secrets when she started talking about the subatomic levels.
Uh-huh.
Well, Well, that's what we're talking about here.
You're talking about the atomic level. About a million times smaller.
Well, the subatomic is pico and quark in that.
Okay. So
you guys are going too fast.
Well, that's fine, of course. Shit happens, honey. Yeah, we shouldn't even be telling you this. We shouldn't even be telling you this, Sasha. You better be quiet.
No, you should, actually, because I'm asking. So when so the ionic, because the covalent bond is a ship.
It's not a private session, Sasha.
All right.
When you're asking
neither,
a private session, you
neither,
get a lot.
Well, no, I brought this up last. I brought this up last week, and Ion spoke about ionic covalent bonds not actually being known. So
right.
I'm just wondering if that's relating.
Yes. So take the half-life of iridium at a quark level, and you can prove pico, can't you?
Sure, no problem. I'll do that later.
See, here's how you go.
No, get Holly to do it. Holly can do that.
Yeah, get one of my kids to do it.
Hold on. Now, you're onto something here. If you can't have free radical electrons bondable at the atomic level, and you can't prove it at the pico level, if you can take it to the quark level, then angstrom is a very different conversation altogether, isn't it? If you take it below that place, don't stop at pico, because the electrons are still going to share. They're very, very small, but that's not the point. That you're talking about the electrical bonding, covalent bonding. If you can move it to the quark level, then pico becomes old school. It's proved.
Describe how the valence and valence apply to this.
Give the working definition you have regarding valence and valence.
I actually haven't defined that properly.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So for us to explain it wouldn't help you, would it?
Nope, it wouldn't. So look at
the physicists are describing interactions with people, because humans create everything. Words are the only thing that is. So the interaction of people and words and language is projected due to the printing press onto a flat space called science and chemistry and physics. But they're describing human behavior. And the neutrino shows up right in the Jubilee year to show there are one percenters walking around who are not affected by what's going on. You see?
So much so that they pick up stuff and ask valid questions like the value of iridium. You don't hear that in the New York fucking Times, do you, Bob?
Not lately, no.
Well, there you go. Okay, see, so this is that what we call the leading edge. Now, in the intergroup, the workings of this group, as Sasha said, hell yes, I get to know, I'm asking. Well, now, granted, you don't know enough to be dangerous, but that's okay, darling, you're at it. You're in the soup, and you absolutely can know. And then you say, we're going too fast. Well, granted. But pick up the little pinpoints, just like Renee did, and then you develop them. Then you get constructs, okay, like your covalent bonding.
Well, then,
it's science, you fool. It's science. That doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Ion posted that today in Dupes. He went, science, you fool. He's quoting himself on Dupes.
This also applies. This is something that I didn't do before in the other rewrite group, was the difference between valence and valence, and so it would perhaps be apropos to go into that now, how it relates to the diagram.
Okay, well, is valence above and valence is hovering?
No, she's trying to get the details within the 14th ring. The valence and the valence. One is on the inside, one is on the outside of the 13th ring, and the other is on the inside of the 14th ring. The valence and the valence is in that ring.
These are technical terms you could look up.
So you said that I just was getting my notes up here just to see that it's not in these. So the valence is in the 13th?
Yeah.
Outside the 13th.
But not the 14th.
Valence. So How do you spell valence? V-A-L-E-N-C-E?
Yeah, it valence is V-A-L-E-N-C-E. I don't know how you spell valence.
How would one? Because if you say valence, I know I'm just going to get myself crossways with it if I don't.
V-A-L-A-N-C-E.
To be different, it'd have to be that.
Well,
one's
valence,
a one's a short A.
Pardon me?
One's a long A and one's a short A.
Are you looking it up, Barbara?
No, I'm just saying valence and valence.
I've got valence in chemistry open, and it says V-A-L-E-N-C-E, and it says also known as valency or valence number. It's a measure of the number of bonds formed by an atom of a given element.
Yeah, that's valence. Valence, I assume it's pronounced, is spelled A-N-C-E.
So the A-N-C-E definition is in ring 13?
Yeah. It's the overlapping of the curtain. Look up curtains. That's what it is. You know how the curtain up at the top of the window has a little nice little frilly thing along the top on the curtain rail? It folds over. That's valence.
Well, that's when I came in and said it's like kind of above and covers a little bit.
Yeah, that's valence. That's in the 13th ring or the outer part of the 13th ring. And valence is the positive negative charges stuff.
And that's in ring 14.
Yeah. They make up ring 14, but you know the valence is sort of just leaning towards the 13th ring, and valence is just the outside of the 14th ring, so it can loop back to the first to the chromosome 14 in the center.
Okay, so that's the bonding process that Sheldon was getting into earlier. And that's what's connecting that. So I can see with the visual now and how that would wrap around.
It would seal the cell, so there's no agnostic positions can penetrate.
You see that? Now, what he just said, he talked about the cells, matter, and he brought in a psychological condition of agnostic. You can mix in human attitudes. If you listen to the Cold Fusion tape of April 5th, 2010, where we lay out the beginnings of it, he talks about abject molecules or something. He puts this human condition.
No, it was absinthe makes the heart.
No. He says abject. And when Buzz Kosten heard that recording, he said, this is ridiculous.
He had a little orgasm, didn't he,
Buzz? Yeah, he got very pissed off. He says, ion is mixing up abject. Why would chemical elements be abject? But they're not realizing these elements are human behavior. And so that's how you get to understand ion. He will put psychological states, like he just did, in the middle of describing technical electron charges displacement. Because it
applies,
is human.
Though.
It's human.
It applies because those conditions create frequency and so on and so forth. But
yeah. Frequency. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of game, if we looked at the angel diagram as a sport, there's a physical sport going on between human behaviors or sometimes crowd behavior, what would you align on? Okay, describe the behavior.
That. Chess.
It's chess, okay. Chess.
Mm-hmm. Queen to king, level 3.
So,
queen to queen, level 3.
That's we said queen to king, level 3.
Oh, that's new.
So this coming back
especially
to what Sheldon was talking about earlier, is I've got this note here saying 6.944 megahertz is the perfect theta wave.
Yes.
So,
it's the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
So the angel diagram is an avant-garde chessboard.
No, it is an elemental piece, plant game piece.
What? Gaming?
Game piece.
G-A-I-N.
No, G-A-M-E.
It's an elemental game piece.
Mm-hmm. We were going to say it's a pawn, but it's more than a pawn. But then we were going to say it was a knight, and then we were going to say it was a bishop, and then we're going to say it was
a... Oh, it's a changing game piece. It's different pieces.
So it's different. So it's a game piece, but we...
Right. Each degree of freedom could be a chess piece.
Okay.
I just sneak by. Just barely get through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the iridium enhances the conductivity of these interchangeable connections, right?
Between people. Blocking
and
merging.
And, yeah.
Blocking and merging.
Well, that's what Renee was experiencing with the man who couldn't save her. She was cock blocking. So okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she refused to merge.
That's my favorite term.
you said it creates a polarity field, and I just Wikipedia that, and it doesn't exist. So
polarity field does exist. Get out of the fucking...
No, Uber. I'm saying in Google. So, but if you're using the definition that you laid about the force about polarity previously, it essentially is the preference. So if there's this half-life iridium capstone would essentially be a field that engages those with a preference to that.
Magnetism is pushed away. Polarity is the direction you're pushed, or the direction you could change, I guess.
I thought polarity was the choice of direction. Of the direction. So if there's the capstone is iridium and it has this polarity field, then it would be like a big huge antenna, you know, calling.
Fractally speaking, it certainly would.
Mm-hmm.
But what you haven't applied is a fractal into the new atmosphere. Yeah.
But that was what I was trying to get to before, is about the, you know, how fractals would apply.
Oh, okay. That's the part. Oh, that's the blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're going to do this one time, and we're not going to repeat it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Al2SO43 NH2O NA SO4 K M G 4 HE 6 NE 2 XE 5 RN 3 KR 6 GE 1 TH 3 ZR 1 T 15 SIDO 2.
That's the new atmosphere. That's the result of a keto saying I'm ruined, which then caused the earthquake, which blew up the purple reactor, plus the Nevada one, and that's what we're growing, what he just read, as a result of a keto feeling ruined.
What I was asking was how fractals would apply to the dynamic of polarity, magnetism, and frequency.
Iridium reacts in that realm fractally in that atmosphere perfectly.
So would you be speaking about the perfect fractal that is...
We could say from your place of knowing, all fractals would be perfect. Some may be more complete than others, but it's like a lymphatic system. We haven't met one yet we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So one may be more complete than another, but we would say if they work, they're all perfect.
But you said previously that the fractals within ring... Where's my note? I wrote it down somewhere. That there are they're not mathematical fractals. They're complete or something like that. Can't find it.
Ion, are you using a telephone device?
No. Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me you just connect whenever you want. You can just tap right in.
Always.
So I have done the lipids. The lipids are the little antennas within our body.
Yeah. Is that a question?
No, I'm just.
Good. Yeah, because it is. We agree. We concur,
right.
But we didn't want to mess things up because you were on a roll, honey.
So the mathematical. I'm trying to find this bloody note. I think it's in ring 14, isn't it? The fractal that I'm referring to. Is that correct, Adam?
Well, okay, ask it again and let's see if we can clean it up. Ask it again so we can see if we can clean this up. You got your rings are screwed, baby.
My memory is, I think.
Well, that's okay. We don't mind your memory because we're going to get shed of that. But let's get it to a place that you know. Just do it again and let's clean it up as we go.
Just ask, is the fractal in the seventh ring?
The question that I was really trying to get to is...
That's the one we want to answer.
Yeah, we've laid out polarity, magnetism, and frequency, and I'm trying to fit in fractals in this
equation.
Okay,
then take that to a rhombic dodecahedron.
Okay.
Well, that's their answer.
Can you spell that?
R-H-O-M-B-I-C. And dodecahedron, D-O-D-E.
Nope.
D-O-D-E-C-A-H-E-D-R-O-N.
Okay, but then which, because I looked into rhombic dodecahedrons before, and there's, depends which one that we're talking about. No?
All of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we almost gone 5 hours. We have to end, Sasha.
We want Sheldon.
Is Sue still here?
With 2:30 for her, Bob. She may have gone.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Well, speak.
Hey, is the 14th ring going back to the center with the chromosome 14? Is that a torsion effect? Is that a torus? Like the curving of a torus?
No. Close. But if you're going to say a statement like that, then you could be creating the cells of a maynad, Bob.
Mm. But the torsion is a relation.
You see that? If torsion applies to that field ring, you could be creating something else.
Right, but does torsion describe what goes on between 14th ring reconnecting with the center of the diagram, chromosome 14 position?
No, see, not really. That would be more in play if you're talking about mixing different cells or holding different cells in a strata. But now you're talking about the torsion involved in an or a cell. Well, see. Well, let's just say it this way. No.
Okay.
But you see, now you're not out of the ballpark. You're just mixing a cell and how you connect many cells.
Oh, the torsion is involved in the sharing.
Yeah, because that's the intermoving, you see.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't do it into itself and then into itself, or that's how you got necromancers in the first place.
Yeah, you're talking about torque and something else in the movement or something. It's come up the past week a couple of times. Torque and pliers. Torque and wrench. Torque and twist.
Try. Trebler and a plier.
Yeah, but torque was the definition of the trebler, I think.
No,
yeah.
Torque is what a plier does.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was fresh yesterday, wasn't it, Dubby?
Yeah.
Trebler is contrast.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now, did you all get somewhere?
Yeah.
Barbara?
Yes.
Are you still hanging on, baby?
Yes, I am.
Did you have your question good together now, or do you?
Well, can I ask? I want to ask about Anatoly Flamenco when you're talking about pyramids and. He's part of that Russian critical thinking project.
Yeah, we're very critical of it.
When did that happen, Barbara? When did this critical project happen?
73.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, then now recently it's been translated into English, his volumes of work on this topic where they had hundreds of people involved in, looking at history and seeing how... Well, their idea is that it was, it's a conspiracy. That
time is not as we know it.
Yeah, it's history not as we know it. And
well, it's not history, and it's not time as you know it, because there ain't none. So
right.
It can't be time not as you know it, because there ain't none. So, see.
And history's always changing, so you wouldn't have a standard that would.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise... You'd never have to have a new edition of a history book. You just have to add an addenda. But that's not the case. They rewrite that shit from itch.
Okay, so
Encyclopedia Britannica ain't worth nothing no more because it's changing. Your history turns around and it is, then it ain't. The Bible was the original, and then they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. So now that undoes all that shit. So then it really is Queen Victoria's half-sister son, James, that made up the damn King James Version in the first place.
Queen Victoria, who's 400 years later. Do you mean Queen Elizabeth?
We like them all.
So you're talking about her grandchildren happened before her.
In the land that her grandchildren
yeah.
knew. Yes.
So, you know, when you look at quantum theories, guys, and all the way the electrons are two places at the same time, they're describing past, present, future interactions of humans, including humans presenting stuff from the past. Queen Victoria deposited Queen Elizabeth I back, you know, with Sir Walter Raleigh so that you could have Queen Elizabeth pissed off at George Bush in the 90s.
How you think Catherine got into her new digs anyway?
Yeah, and who's Catherine?
The new... Prince.
Oh, yeah, she's probably a Plantagenet from the Ottoman Empire.
Well, aren't they all Krauts? Germans?
Except for the turn in taxes.
Yeah, turn in taxes. You want to see Council 10 with me?
Shh, don't be telling that, Bob. Don't be talking smack.
Okay, so we're ending now. Come on, it's been almost 5 hours. This is very extra long.
Barbara got hers. Renee got in. Sasha did good after a little bit. We thought we was going to motor.
Legend found out a lot. Legend accomplished a lot.
He just leave Steve alone. He's on his own place, and he's doing fine. He's getting it. He's way better than it was. It's good, and it's good. It's fine.
And Sheldon is...
Oh, Sheldon's tearing it up. He's
indescribable.
He's actually sucking it up. He's pretty good. So we go.
You need to contribute more. The fucking rules are that people speak more. And, you know, how much, when do we mark everybody?
We're going to teach them next time how to get a gelding.
Get a gelding?
Yeah. We're going to teach them how to get a gelding.
You know, listen this way, Sheldon. If you're listening, you're not getting anything. You don't get anything unless you talk and react and interact. That's the only way you...
But he's the only one that comes up with sane positions that are standing, Bob. Everything else, y'all do, that's luck.
Hey, I reflect that.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to say, I resemble that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, I say Sheldon's just got luck once. And then he's got one note, Sheldon. He only talks about torsion fields.
It does push us into it. But he's like Bob. He's as good once as he ever was. So it's
right. So he pushes us into the torsion field, which was good. But supposedly the point is you got to create Sheldon. If you sit back just trying to think and figure out and sort it out, it won't work.
A man's game. Bob.
And if you're listening, if you're just listening, you're thinking.
Not necessarily. He might. No, I don't.
Yeah.
We go with Bob's premise, Sheldon. Come on. If you're going to fuck, you got to moan a little bit. That's all he's saying.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
We're all prostitutes here.
Yeah, it's for effect, and that's okay. As long as you're getting there, nobody cares. And so you ain't going to bed with blue balls, we don't mind.
No, I'm going to try and moan more because I'll just...
Moan more on cue.
Moan more on cue. That's right. That's right. That's good. And if you can't do that, just make sure that the headboard is hitting the back wall.
Okay, very good, Ian. Thanks a lot.
All in, all good. Everybody have fun. Everybody happy.
All done, all good.
The transition.
All good, all done.
Okay, because now here's your Paul Harvey thought. Okay, what's going to happen now, and what is happening now, is there is a bit of a convergence that's taking place. You're seeing that in the swell around Alaska. And we're sorry about that little Oklahoma thing. Things got a little wry again, Bob.
That's something that happened today that I'm not aware of, I assume.
Got a little fractal?
A little earthquake, 6.5.
Oh, yeah, that's a couple of days ago, right.
No, that was new.
So
oh, another one.
Ketchikan's going to do it soon, huh?
Ketchikan? What's that, Ketchikan?
That's Alaska. Evan Ray show.
Ketchikan. Is that a name of
Ketchikan? It's in Alaska.
It's a place. Okay. Evan goes on about that right now?
No,
We didn't own her show, Bob.
Oh, you guys are quoting. You guys know Ion better than Carolyn.
Ion was saying how, you know, the Alaska, you'll have more oil than you know.
Right, yeah. Right.
So
okay.
There's some outbuilding going to happen soon.
Yeah.
Do. And some of that, see, and they don't enjoy hurricanes this time of year in Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah, they got the perfect storm.
They're surfing
and putting up sandbags for the tsunami because the 8 people that live in Alaska all live close to the water.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
What's the tsunami coming from? From the storm?
Hurricane, yeah.
It creates big waves. Hmm.
Well, they're talking about a surge of like 12 feet, and they're flat where the towns are.
Right.
Okay. But that's not the news. The news, then, you go back to Japan, and they're quaking and shaking, and they ain't even talking about that no more.
What about Nevada?
And?
Is that going down to the center of the earth?
It already is in the center of the earth.
Oh, okay.
But is there more thing from Japan?
No. This is the monologue with Paul Harvey now. Your time for interaction has passed. We're just telling you something now. Okay. So the point is this quaking, shaking, tumultuous is... All right, now for y'all, it's an harness because you're well aware. I mean, when you wake up and they get on the news and they say, news flash, the Mississippi River's flow in the opposite fucking direction. For y'all, that's an arnis now. But it's not an isness yet, because your chip body hadn't told you that yet. Okay? Now, do you remember us talking about Missouri?
Yeah.
And you remember what happened in Missouri and Joplin, specifically?
Mm-hmm. Devastation.
Well, and that just clears a way for outcomes. Outros, I guess is what you call it. And that's okay. Don't be fretful about this, because it is. Now, every one of y'all, well, except y'all damn Canadians, I don't know, shit, you know, y'all just tripping the light fantastic. You're on your own, whatever.
Yeah, the Canadians are a majority here. Me, Carolyn, Sasha,
y'all live in Canada. Y'all live in Canada, you live anywhere, so y'all just pretty well.
Yeah, there's only three Americans. There's only three Americans here, Steve,
right?
Renee, and Sheldon.
Barbara.
Well, and Barbara.
Oh, Barbara, four. Okay, so that makes it four.
So the point is, that everyone where you are geographically is fine. Okay? Now, we didn't say every human created on the planet it was fine. We said where y'all are is fine. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to go to moving, better check with some damn body first. Got that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, because where you are right this second is fine. No problem. But they'll be bumping about. And that's okay. No problem. Because this is the Jubilee year. This is the Jubilee essence. This is the position that you all created. Now, don't go blaming us. We're going to carry it out. But it ain't our deal. It's y'all's deal. Y'all done it. And we easily can maintain culpable deniability. However, we may be the very force that ushers it in. You see? But that's okay. The point is enjoy the engagement completely. Embrace it completely. Nothing wrong with looking around and seeing. It's for the first time, maybe, the chip body actually has something fun, or what is it Bob calls it, the TV body. We're finally getting something on the boob tube that's interesting. Do you see?
Yes.
I mean, we can't talk about clients and all that kind of stuff because Carolyn gets all pissy. But you really thoroughly should enjoy this new season of Through the Wormhole.
Oh, yeah.
It's very intriguing. You see?
Yes.
So it's getting now to a place, the thing that everybody said, don't watch TV, don't watch the news, don't. Well, now all of a sudden you can engage it and look at it through different eyes because you're outside of the boundaries that would have not so much of an appeal. Notice how close that is to a plier, appeal and apply. Interesting. And you may hear some more about that. But the point is, as it starts to flow, shift, and change, don't get all hot and bothered about it because you'll shift the frequency and you could put yourself in the soup. And if you get afraid about something, you better be calling Bob, and every damn one of you's got good access to us on the dupes. So you can't say, I didn't get a response or a reply. Unless you ask something stupid, and then we're not going to hurt your feelings. We just won't answer. But ask again. Requalify it. You have access to us. It's a benefit. Use it as you like. We're happy to play. We do. No problem. Okay. So as this...
Yes.
Bob, is there an easy way to say... We know the shit's going down, and we're
and
giving them heads
expand.
Up.
That's what I'm hearing from you.
I think you're already saying that without saying it, Ion. Are you?
Oh, good. Well, Paul Harvey was superb in how he handled his monologues, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So as that occurs, there's no sense of travail for you all.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, because you know, I mean, hell, you know, it's like you go to the doctor and you're going to get a shot, or they're going to draw blood. they'll say, now, hold on, it's going to be a little stick. Well, then that's not such a big deal, because they tell you, and then you know, it's not like that you wake up and someone's trying to rip your veins out of your arm. It's not like that. You're aware. Now, just because they tell you it's going to be a stick before it sticks, that's what we're doing.
Well, isn't it knowledge is shock proof?
Very good. Perfect. Beautiful. Write that down, Bob. Knowledge is shock proof. That's good. Knowledge is knowing. Knowing is shockless.
I got it.
Knowing is shockless. We had to change a little bit so it could be our own. But yours was real good, baby.
Knowing is shockless is what you prefer?
Yes. Okay. Okay, 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 okay. Now, next thing. Anybody that has any issue with salt, have a little more.
I love salt. I'm
eating more of it.
Good.
I'm gobbling up jars of it.
Good. Okay. So what we're not saying that you should go kill yourself with salt. We're just saying if you eat salt, continue. If you have something you push against salt about, eat more food that you enjoy salt with. Okay? So, like, with Carolyn, if you're going to increase salt, she wouldn't just eat salt like eating it or take a salt pill. But she might enjoy popcorn that you can enjoy, that's better with some salt. You see? Mm-hmm. So just a little extra won't hurt a thing just 'cause. And not forever, just for a while, okay? Don't push away from the salt. Enjoy it salty a bit. Or have foods that, you know, that are good. And if you don't like salt, then have Bloody Marys. They got lots of sodium in them.
Sodium's good.
It is good. It is good. Now, don't overdo, and we prefer kosher salt because you don't require the iodine. You get a plenty of iodine. You're not any of you in need of iodine. But good kosher salt is better. Or some of them, Carolyn's got shit. She's got 100 kinds. You can get Sol and all these sea salt shit stuff, whatever. We don't care.
Verbal diarrhea alert. Come on, let's wrap it up.
Good stuff.
Have salt. Don't go get crazy salt. Just table salt's got iodine. You don't require the iodine. You're getting enough. Kosher salt is good. It's not as salty, and it does the same thing. So good. And be aware. Note your environment. If something goes on that's odd, take a little note.
You made fun of the word aware a few weeks ago, so I don't
think it's
confusing.
Well, it is fun because they're having fun with it.
Who is?
Aware. They are. They're noticing. They're all excited about the shifts and the changes, but sometimes we tell them, and then it happens, and then we have to remind them that we told them, and then they go, oh, yeah. We're just saying notice as you're going along so the things you already know that are going to be will be fun to track.
Ion, you said about moving, check in, but what about traveling? Because I was planning to go to some.
Oh, honey, yeah, you're fine. We've done got the low jack on you, baby. You ain't nowhere you could go that'd be in peril.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, are you kidding? Our Max, he's in like Flynn.
Little on me?
Of course, baby. Of course.
Okay, cool.
Of course, and that's why we like this type. This size group is great because it's easy to interact, and we can flow and go a little further than you can sometimes. Now, we're not so sure how y'all are doing on rehab. I mean, there ain't been much revelation done in here, and you want to do some of that, but I think you're breaking the ice to a point that now that'll be more meaningful.
What will be more meaningful?
Revelation.
Once they get this shit out of the way, we can get out of rehab and start rewrite. Next session, we will be asking what the atmosphere's changing to. You'll be responsible for that information.
You're saying enough has been gotten out of the rehab.
Yeah, if any more rehab, and we're going to start a 12-step program and put Matt Rose in charge of it.
Got to invite Matthew.
And he can run. Not invite him. He can run it. You know, y'all have your own. You can have your own personal rapist. It'll be great. But enough of that shit. Let's get on to the good stuff, because there's great good stuff to be get. All in, all good, all done?
All done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes, so very welcome. We still love y'all better than y'all love you. We just wish the same for you. We are totally, happily, deliciously, and forever incomplete. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey. Great fun. And the sun's not even up yet.
Well, from what we just heard, she's going to hit the fan very soon.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. I got my surfboard. Chocolate. I'm ready.
Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Great fun. Is everybody's getting their drops? Nobody's in the hold on drops now. Is that right?
Drops ordered tomorrow for me.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So everything's, there's no hold up on shipping.
No. Not unless a catastrophe happens.
No, because that you should be ahead of all that. We're just saying. Sasha.
Yes, JW.
Is your mess getting you where it's supposed to be getting you when you want it?
Yes, JW.
No holdups, right?
There actually was not this time.
Good. Well, because that's what I wanted to know. I want to make sure. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. And if y'all hit a snag or something, holler. We can do everything else. We might as well help y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. Y'all know if there's any way I can ever be of assistance, just holler. I'll be glad to help every way I can.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, awesome. Indeed. And good. Y'all get somewhere?
I think we did very well.
Yeah, and I think the ending was really, really good.
Heads
up.
It'll download, and I'll catch up.
Yeah.
Starting to kind of already, it seems to be going faster than the thing. Sometimes I get ahead of it. That's even too weird. Bob watches me when I start babbling about things that we haven't done yet. It's kind of fun, but it shifts. Sometimes it takes a little while, and sometimes it's faster, so that's fun.
Well, we did go a lot into the Bible, but, however, I think we had a lot of other questions answered.
Well, it should. You'll be surprised that segues. Typically, when you have a little of that, you're laying foundation so that those new things apply to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember in the barns when they put the fly strips up?
Oh, yeah.
You don't put those up until you have flies, do you?
Correct.
See?
Right.
So if you're putting fly strips out, you draw flies. But if you've already got flies, then you use the fly strips and they stick to it and you're done with flies. Okay, good. No problem. So that's logical. So good. Well, all right, fine, Bob. Oh, he must have went to the beach. Did Bob leave?
He's washing his hands.
No, he didn't get nothing sticky. Bob don't put up with sticky.
No, I'm just eating, preparing food here.
Oh, okay, good. So good. So it's all right. Did anybody get smoked, Bob?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Well, then that's a good day. Everybody seems happy. So good. Well, all right, to bed. We'll see you in a minute, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, JW.
Thanks, JW.
Thank you, JW.
Thanks.